This year, December the 10th, marks the 60th anniversary of the signing in Paris of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document drawn up by world leaders in the wake of two devastating world wars, with a desire to enshrine the basic rights and values inherent in the dignity of each man, woman and child. Here in the Vatican, this important anniversary will be marked by a special commemorative session and a concert conducted by the highly acclaimed young Spanish musician Inma Shara, who will be the first female conductor to perform for the Pope in the Paul VI Audience Hall. The Vatican Secretary of State, the head of the International Labour Office and the head of the Food and Agriculture Organization will be the main speakers at the commemorative session, which will also include the presentation of awards to the former president of the Red Cross and to the founders of four projects in different parts of the world upholding the rights of the poor and voiceless.
Many of these projects I have been visiting, and so I could see with my eyes how marvellous are they.
Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino is president of the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council, which is organising these commemorative events. He told my colleague Ema McCarthy about the importance of promoting and making better known the rights enshrined in that Universal Declaration 60 years ago.
If only was respected what is in the Declaration, the world would be much, much better. I'm sorry to say that when I go around the world and I can see, touch with my finger, that the Declaration is not, many times is one, two, three articles. I cannot say that all the articles are neglected in a country. No, perhaps only few, but again, it's important that the Declaration be known. And so that is necessary to teach.
And for governments to apply.
And that would be a good encouragement if the governments ask the educational institutes to promote and to teach among the young generations. This is important. I remember when Pope John Paul II came to United Nations, I was there as representative of the Holy See, and in his address to the General Assembly on the 5th October of 95, he spoke about human rights and spoke about the human rights as a grammar, natural grammar, that everybody must be respectful of. And this grammar, that is printed in our human being. And so, at the end he said, for us, the Catholic, the moving force is Jesus Christ, because he has taught us the commandment of love, and so we have to apply this to every person, etc. But this is, the Declaration is not only for Christian Catholics, it's for everybody, because these little things are present in our human being.
In our DNA.
Yeah, in our DNA. And so, but with the means that we have at our disposal, we must let those principles known by everybody. Because if you don't know, if you are not reminded, it's difficult to apply.
This, of course, initiative is happily married to another initiative that's very dear to the heart of the Vatican. It's very dear to the heart for the Council of Justice and Peace. This, of course, is the award, the Cardinal Antoine Award, which will be given this year to the former president of the International Confederation of the Red Cross. Can you tell us about this award, what it means, and of course the other projects? It's the practical application of human rights being respected.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. This is exactly, this is when I told Pope Benedict XVI that we wanted to promote, to open the process for beatification of Cardinal Antoine. He thanked me very, very much and said, oh, I was waiting for someone who would propose that, because I am convinced that he is a holy man, and so merits to be indicated as an example to the church. And so in order to promote the knowledge of this great man, we founded this foundation, Saint Matthew, a name of an apostle, in memory of Cardinal Vantuani. And so this figure, we want also name after him those recognition that we give to Cornelio Sommaruga, the former president of the Confederation of Red Cross, and also to the other projects. Many of these projects I have been visiting, and so I could see with my eyes how marvelous are they. But this is only a small example of the myriad of projects that are going on in all the world, especially in the developing world, that merit to be shown to everybody, in order to let know everyone that there are people who do beautiful things.
Thanks there to Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, the President of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council.